When voters across the state head to the polls tomorrow, they may want to leave their campaign swag at home. That's because a new state law in New Hampshire will be in effect. It bans people from wearing anything into a polling site that promotes a particular candidate. Several other states, including New York, New Mexico, and Texas, have similar restrictions. Mary Reynolds is city clerk for Laconia, and she's also the president of the New Hampshire City and Town Clerks Association. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
Okay, Mary, I'm sure it's a busy time of year, busy day for you. There's this new law on the books about what can and can't be worn inside polling sites. And what do voters need to know about that law?
Well, basically, the law prohibits the wearing of campaign material inside the polling place. By wearing, we mean a hat, a shirt, a pin, anything that would promote any specific candidate.
Is this something that's been an issue before?
We haven't experienced it before, but I do know that some larger cities have experienced a problem with it.
Yeah, critics of the new law could argue that this is a solution in search of a problem, or that it's going to restrict some freedom of speech.
Well, you wouldn't be able to walk into a polling place and say vote for Trump or vote for Hillary, so it's kind of the same thing.
Okay. Voters can be fined up to $1,000 for violating this law. Is that true?
Yes, that is correct.
How strictly do poll workers plan to enforce that?
So the way we are handling it is that if someone walks in and they are requested to either go to the facilities and turn their shirt inside out, take their hat off, what have you, we're going to make the request. We're not going to cause an argument inside a polling place. We will not stop anyone from being able to vote. And then we will report the name of the person to the Secretary of State's office, and they will then forward that to the Attorney General's office. What the Attorney General's office chooses to do at that point is up to them. They might issue a warning or something more severe.
Yeah, I'm wondering if you're worried about, longer lines, longer waits, if people do want to make an issue out of this.
I don't think so, because we have enough people there to assist the voter if there is some sort of a commotion going on, to separate that person from the rest of the voters so that there's no halting to the process itself. We want to make the process as smooth as possible.
We've been hearing a lot about, rigged elections and a rampant voter fraud during the campaign. As someone who actually runs an election at the local level, what is your reaction when you hear that?
I just try to assure people that we check these machines before anything is put into service for Election Day. Everything is checked, made sure that the readers are running, and the ballots are counted and secured. There's very little opportunity to rig the election, and there's been a lot out there about the machines being able to be hacked. I can assure you these machines are not online. They're not Wi-Fi accessible. The ports on the back have all been removed, so there's no way to plug anything into it. So it's very, very minimal chance that the election could be rigged or hacked at this point.
Have you been seeing an uptick in people coming in and registering to vote this past week or two?
We did see a large push. We saw lots of people coming in. I would say we were taking at least 50 over-the-counter every day, and there was a large push for absentee ballots up until this week.
And I just want a quick follow-up to that.
Sure.
Can you compare that to 4 years ago?
For us, 4 years ago, we had many more absentee ballots and registrations requested than we did this time around, which was really surprising for us. We were prepared for it to be much bigger than it was in 2012, and for us, it's been a little bit less. I know that for some municipalities and cities, it's been busier and a lot more requests have come in, but for us, it's been a little bit less.
What do you think that says about predicted turnout?
Unfortunately, I worry that means people aren't voting because they don't like either option. And I just encourage people that, you have to pick. You have to have your voice. We had so many people fight for us to have that voice. So pick between and get it done.
And, of course, there's a lot more to vote for down ticket.
Oh, yes, there is. There's a lot of county seats open out there. There's some House of Representative seats out there. So it's not just the top runner for president that's out there. We have to have our voice heard locally as well.
Mary Reynolds is city clerk for Laconia. Mary, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.